Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Must have been around 1980-81 that we had the blessings of doing Hajj in the company of Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat was living at a tent near Baral Haq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh. And many of the Akabir at the time would show a lot of respect to Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Baral Sahib practically every day would come and said, Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh, Hazrat would give some advice. And when Baral Sahib would return, then we would try and accompany him to his tent. On one such occasion, we went to leave Maulana Baral Sahib at his tent, and Maulana went and he lied down. He must have been asleep, so we were around the tent, was asleep. And in a few moments we saw a man, perhaps he must have been an Iraqi or Jordanian or something, fair looking. How you find a Shami Syrian. So he's crawling into the tent and he put his head on the other side of the pillow. Baral Sahib's head is on this side and his head was on the other end. And I think in a moment the man is gone. Khalas. So when I seen that, I said, hey, this man here, he must have made that dua, Allahumma tawaffana ma'al abrar. You got it? Let us die with abrar, with the righteous. And you got it. So, in the morning, Hazrat had to give him some advice. So, the advice he explained. The king had seen some dream. It was a big fruit platter, and all fruit were cut in sizes, big, small, ripe, green, short, tall, all varieties of crop, fruit. And above was a cover, below a platter, cover, inside was fruit. And above that was a knife that had come down. So the knife came in, it cut the fruit into pieces and slices, and then that knife disappeared. So now the king saw this dream. He was anxious to know the meaning. He called up his ministry, and this is the dream that I've seen. And the Lama makes it sometimes that the king at the head sees some dream. Around 1970 somewhere, Hazrat Maulana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, he went, 1970 or before 70, he went with the Jamaat somewhere in Syria and all that. So the king of the area, the head of the area, he saw in a dream, perhaps as Huzaifa radiyallahu anhu and another Sahabi, I don't know if it was Anas radiallahu anhu, both of them are saying, there's a river that is flowing under us, near us, and please just transfer our bodies. He saw it one time, second time, third time, several times for the same dream. So he discussed it with his cabinet, and they said, it's just a dream, don't worry about it. But the Qazi of the area, Mufti and Qazi of the area, he said, when the dream is recurring, then it's better that you unearth the grave. Now there's a lot of anxiety now. The grave is going to be unearthed after approximately 1400 years. It's a lot of anxiety. Nonetheless, when it became public news, there were a whole crowd of people, hundreds and thousands of people all gathered to see this. So this dream is being related to Mawlana by the one who was unearthing the grave and actually removed the body. So it says the movie people were there, the news, the photo, everybody was there to see this. And as they unearthed the grave, they found the body and the cloth exactly like it was placed 1400 years ago. Now says, I had the opportunity to see that man. So, in that respect, I can call myself Tabi'i fil Manam. Not fil Yaqaza fil Manam. I saw that man. Sometimes Allah brings about some miracles for the guidance of people. Like how you get in a time of fitna and fasad, then the incident of the Ashabi Kahf is taking place. Whole corruption right through. People are refusing to believe in the hereafter. Allah brings about the Ashabi Kahf. So Allah now and then, He guides people in very strange and unique ways. When the king has saw the dream, they saying Adghasu Ahlam. It's a medley of dreams, all confused, only about it. King said, well, I'm seeing this recurring dream and I can't just ignore the dream. So he made a public announcement. In 3 days, if nobody's coming up with the interpretation, then nobody can cook anything in the house. 3 days pass and nobody's bringing any information. Now people had it now. There's a curfew and the soldiers are on marching on all the streets, you can't cook anything. In the meanwhile, one person, he had been serving in some section of the army, youngster, he just returned after a year or 2 years of service. Now that he's come after 2 years, so he's begging his mother, now cook something. So 2 years I was in the barracks then. Now, I'm so anxious to eat home food. You know, atni roti. 2 years I was there, the barracks, I can't eat shop bread or not. Mother is saying, but you know, you're going to endanger my life, your life, everybody's life. He said, whatever happens, happens afterwards, but just for the roti is out. So anxious. Anyway, you know, you say Ma ki mamta, mother's love. Our mother does anything for the child. She did the roti and tarkari. The moment she did it, he's having his meals, and the soldiers were there, police were there. What are you doing? They brought him before the king. So he says to the king, you know what, just give me 3 days. In 3 days, if I don't bring the information, then you can do what you want. Just give me 3 days. Now he took the 3 days, and he's searching for someone that can give an interpretation to this dream of a fruit bowl, fruit bowl with a knife descending and a cover on the top. One place, second place. Now the third day is about coming to an end. Third day is about the war time. Then he sees one child, young girl, maybe about 7-6 years of age. So he asks the child, "Where's your father?" "My father, he went to add sand to sand, add earth to earth." This girl may be the right candidate. She's talking in riddles. She may be the right person. "Mother, where's your mother?" "No, she went to double the singles." Really, this is a candidate. So not long after that, one of the parents came in. So he's telling the parents, "Your child looks very cute." I asked him, "Where's you? Where you are?" He said, "Oh, adding sand to sand." I said, "Yeah, I arrange the hearse and I add sand to sand. You made of sand and I cover you with sand." And then he says about his mother, "Her mother, double the singles." "Yeah, my mother is a midwife. She helps in delivery. One from one to two." Alright, now my mind is clear. Now she can give the interpretation of this dream. So she says, "You see that fruit ball, that platter is like the earth, and the cover is like the sky. The knife is Malakul Maut, and the fruit are mankind, because mankind is the fruit of the earth. That is now the cream of the crop is what man, right? And the knife that comes, it indiscriminately discuts young, old, short, long, tall, fat, wealthy, poor, anybody and everybody, from whichever part of the world, Chinese or Japanese, wherever, and discuts. This is the life of the world. It looks so nice, football. You know, Asghar this year then would have enjoyed a football in the plane. You know that Asghar's flight, you have to think of the football. Allah reward them. So Malakul Maut doesn't discriminate, doesn't say, "Now this person is old, now he had his innings, let me take him." He's got a different charter. The charter of coming to this world is different. The charter for leaving the world is different. The charter for coming is, first the great grandfather comes, then the grandfather, then the father, then the son and the grandson. But is that same sequence maintained in leaving? Oh, sometimes the great grandson goes first, he goes. Then after some years, then the grandfather goes. So that same sequence is not maintained. So this is showing us, see, when the sequence is not maintained, whoever you are, the food or different food is resembling different Chinese, Japanese, American, whoever, right? Fat or thin, wealthy, the person is wealthy or not wealthy, healthy or not healthy. But he's coming and he's just doing his job. So that's Malakul Maut, that's death. And fortunately, that person is prepared in advance. He's prepared in advance. All the preparations are made. One Buzurg, he's told his folks, "You know what? I have to I'm going to go off on some very important journey on so-and-so date at Asr. At so-and-so date, Asr, and at the time of Azan. Now the Khadim's got no himmat to ask, where are you going to go for safar, traveling, and where are you going to go? So as the day arrived, so now he's telling them, they told him, no, you're going to go for safar today. He said, yeah, at the time of Azan. So from Zuhar time, he's asking him, when is Asr? When is Asr? And as the Azan, Azar Azan is going, he's repeating the Azan with the Muazzin, like how we normally do. Like we repeat Zikr. Yeah? The easy way is just put the old recordings on, right? For Zikr, old recordings. So that this himmat, people get some himmat in making Zikr, you know, old recordings of the Zikr. Very few people, so put the old recordings. One, two people, not very people in here. But the old recordings, they can hear now, right, what Zikr is carrying on. Himmat afzai ke liye, to encourage people. So this preparation that's made in advance. Today, this afternoon, we're talking about where they're likening things to murder, you know. So, see, making very abrupt and quick, swift, abrupt statements, very dangerous sometimes. Very, very dangerous. The hadith saying, Al-Mat'unu Shaheedun. The one that dies in an epidemic, pandemic, is a shaheed. Now, ta'un, how it's being defined. Defined in two ways. One definition is a more popular definition. Ma yu'ammu fihi an-nas, or ma ya'ummu fihi an-nas. It's a general calamity that struck people. Everybody's getting affected, right? So this is the definition of ta'un, right? And the one that dies in ta'un is a shaheed. So that's the declaration of the hadith. And now this new breed is saying that it is suicide. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi is saying, but he is shaheed. Then this person says, no, Ya Rasulullah, you're wrong, Auzubillah, he is suicide. Why he went there? He didn't go there, it wouldn't have happened. He went there, so he got affected, so he went and he got himself killed, so he is suicide. Who you are confronting? Confronting Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Something is a dangerous thing. As people have to think what they are saying, think about the iman. What's going to happen to the iman? Now, if it is like how they're saying, فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا فَكَأَنَّمَا أَحْيَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. So if it is like that, if it is like I said, قَتْئِيًا زَنِّي, then there are complications that come afterwards. Well, Yusuf Sab is expert in the miras, right? Ask him, he'll tell you. If someone murdered someone, right, then he is deprived of the inheritance. Mahrumul is. So now you see, if you liken it to murder, that he went and contacted so and died, so he murdered him. If he murders him now, it was, say, the father to the son, and the father died. So can he inherit? Or the husband to the wife, and they were together, so she contacted and died. So can they inherit now? This is the complication that comes up. So these people that are doing all these stupid things, to understand, the government law, we abide by the law. But that's not teaching of religion. Religion, they give freedom, you do your own thing. So our belief mustn't be affected. You will not say that this is suicide. Where Shaheed, Nabi Sallam had declared his Shaheed, he's Shaheed. Oh, the man died a Shaheed. And what a disgrace to the family that he is suicidal. Okay, Nabi Sallam is saying, you honored with Shahadat. And he's saying, Allah, you're suicidal. One is you're embarrassing the person, then you are challenging Nabi Sallam, then you are depriving one of the persons from the estate, being an heir. See the consequences that follow. The estate person must be very careful of making a statement. Now then, say, no, he's coming on the radio, he's saying this and this and that. But then what are you saying? What he's doing is light, because he's shouting and reprimanding you. You are challenging Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Understand? Well, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is here and he's saying that he is Shaheed. And you're saying it's suicide. So is that worse, or me shouting at you, Munafiq? Well, what is worse? That is even worse. Because you're challenging Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They must understand what they're doing. They must doesn't make the sweeping statements very, very easily like that. It may be flowery language, eloquent speech, etc., that people get affected with. But then don't go to the point to challenge Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Look after your iman, by look after you die nicely as a mu'min. You're risking your iman by doing all these terrible things. He's saying something, and had you said, no, not like that. Now who are you challenging? Allah maaf kare, give us all hidayat.
الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله وبيدك الخير كله سبحانك لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وأنزل المقاعد المقربة عندك اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على سيدنا محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم ارض عنا رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطيه الوسيلة والفضيلة وبعث مقاما محمودا الذي وعدته واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم ربنا هب لنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم افتح لنا بالخير واختم لنا بالخير اللهم اجعل عواقب أمورنا بالخير بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار يا إله العالمين Kareem Allah, O Rahim Allah, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, forgive us every one of our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins that we have done, Ya Allah, in secrecy, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins that we have done in public, Ya Allah. Forgive us our sins that we have done by day, Ya Allah. Forgive us for our disobedience and for our transgressions that we have committed during the night, Ya Allah. Forgive us for our saghira, Ya Allah. Forgive us for our kabira. Ya Allah, forgive us for every one of our sins, Ya Allah. That which we have done knowingly, and Ya Allah, that which we have done unknowingly, Ya Allah. Forgive us for that which we remember, Ya Allah. Forgive us for the sins that we have forgotten, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, do grant us forgiveness, Ya Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Ya Allah, you love to forgive, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are forgiving, Ya Allah. You love to forgive, Ya Allah. We beg you, Ya Allah, do forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you, Ya Allah, do forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this ashara of maghfirat, Ya Allah, we beg you for your forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the decision for our forgiveness be made, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have enjoyed your ni'mat, Ya Allah. We are enjoying your bounties day and night, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and from us, Ya Allah, there is only transgression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is only transgression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, out of your infinite grace and mercy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for every one of our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our parents, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our offspring, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of our asatiza, Ya Allah. Those that are alive, Ya Allah. And those that have passed on, Ya Allah. Forgive every person's sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the Ummat of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, the remaining time that we have in this dunya, Ya Allah, let us live a life free of sin, Ya Allah. Protect us from your disobedience, Ya Allah. Protect us from your transgression, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from violating and breaking your commands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, every moment of our life, Ya Allah, let us live in your pleasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us and save us from your displeasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the love of the Sunnah of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the love of your obedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make detestable to us, Ya Allah. Let us abhor, Ya Allah, let us abhor everything that is wherein there is your disobedience, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us every second of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do guide us every second of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us afiyat, Ya Allah. Bless us with afiyat in our deen, Ya Allah. Bless us with afiyat in the matters of our dunya, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, Ya Allah, with regards to the matters of our akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, every step of the way, Ya Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, guide us in the life of in this worldly life of ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the difficulties and the hardships of the dunya, Ya Allah, the qabr and the akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make the coming stages, Ya Allah, in the akhirat, Ya Allah, easy, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us cross the pool sirat to the speed of lightning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with our book of deeds in our right hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us entry into Jannah, Ya Allah, without reckoning, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with the companionship of Nabi Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this company, Ya Allah, in this environment of deen, Ya Allah, let us listen attentively, Ya Allah, so that through the passage of these ears, Ya Allah, the message reaches our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and we are able to practice, Ya Allah, out of your grace and out of your mercy, or with the advices that are given, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us live our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, where we show gratitude to our akabirin, our buzrugani deen, our mashayikh, our teachers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever has done any ihsan on us, Ya Allah, you repay them in the best possible manner, Ya Allah. From amongst our satira, Ya Allah, those that have passed on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant them the highest stages in Jannah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever from amongst our asatiza, amongst our families, amongst our communities are sick, Ya Allah. Grant them kamil shifa, Ya Allah. Be the sickness physical, or be it spiritual, or be it any kind of sickness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, rid us from our spiritual maladies and ailments, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us have the desire to please you at all times, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make it easy for us to please you at all times, Ya Allah. Protect us from your displeasure, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, when the time comes for us to leave this dunya, Ya Allah, take us in such a condition, Ya Allah, when you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, take us in such a condition where you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Protect us and safeguard us from leaving this dunya in such a condition as a criminal is being apprehended and he is taken and seized. Ya Allah, we ask you for protection from this kind of a death, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the day we're leaving this dunya, Ya Allah, let it be the happiest day of our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for your love, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask for the love of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there is nothing that we got that we can present before you, Ya Allah. But we ask you, Ya Allah, out of the wasila of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by virtue of being from amongst the ummah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is the only thing that we have to present before you, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, on account of this, Ya Allah, make the decision for our forgiveness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Make the decision for our emancipation and our freedom from the fire of Jahannam, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, through the barakat of those that have gathered, Ya Allah, who have isolated themselves from the dunya, Ya Allah, seeking your pleasure, Ya Allah. Do count us and make us from amongst your sincere and your accepted servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, bless us in every moment of our life, Ya Allah, in every possible good, Ya Allah. Everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought, Ya Allah, we ask you for it, Ya Allah. And from everything that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sought your refuge and sought your protection, Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, you do grant us forgiveness, protection, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, safeguard our families, Ya Allah. Safeguard our progenies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever dini activity is taking place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the tawfiq of being supportive, Ya Allah. In whatever way, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, as a result of our actions, Ya Allah, whatever dini calm has come to a halt, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, for our shortcomings, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, Ya Allah, allow whatever deen ikam was taking place, Ya Allah, to continue, Ya Allah. Let it not be such, Ya Allah, that because of our shortcomings, Ya Allah, this deen work is coming to a halt, Ya Allah. We ask you, Ya Allah, show mercy on the Summat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Allah. Allahumma aghfir li ummati Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma arham ummati Sayyidina. اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم أصلح أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم فرج الكرب عن أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك من كل خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعبادك الصالحون أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونصلي ونسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين.